East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A Durban man accused of killing his wife at a Westville pub is back in the dock in the Pinetown Magistrates Court for his bail hearing. Nicholas LaRue is charged with the premeditated murder of Taryn LaRue. Defence attorney Wasim Hofisi read out LaRue's affidavit in court today, in which the 63-year-old says the state has a weak case. He's urged investigators to use the full CCTV footage from the day of the shooting in September and not selected clips. He also says his three children rely on him emotionally and view him as a role model, and he also cares for a foster son he shared with his late wife. He's told the court that if granted bail, he would try to get his job back, remain in the country, and surrender his support. He's also alleged that he's being victimized by family members and the media, saying he's being judged before trial. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has criticized South Africa's G20 presidency. He's accused Pretoria of leading the forum with what he's called a radical agenda, saying it failed to produce economic growth. The U.S. officially assumed the G20 presidency on Monday. NewsWatch's Tamasha Khani has more.
Rubio has, in a statement, confirmed that the former hosts won't be given an invitation to next year's summit in Miami. He's accused Pretoria of having an appetite for racism and tolerance for violence against Afrikaners. He says under the U.S. presidency, the G20 will return to what he's referred to as real reforms. He's added that under U.S. President Donald Trump, the G20 will prioritize, among other things, unlocking affordable and secure energy supply chains and pioneering new technologies and innovation. Meanwhile, the South African presidency has hit back with a brief response on X. Spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the country will be taking a commercial break until it resumes normal programming, adding that South Africa will continue with G20 engagements when the UK takes over from the US next year. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Meanwhile, International Relations Director General Zain Dangor says the US's decision not to invite South Africa to the first meeting of the G20 Sherpas is a breach of protocol. It takes place in mid-December. Dangor has told Parliament that they learned of the meeting in Washington from the Sherpas of other member states who expressed their disapproval that South Africa is being excluded.
Guest countries get invited, and South Africa is a member of the G20, and our participation shouldn't be dependent on whether the presidency seeks to invite a member or not. So that'll be a discussion going forward in the beginning stages of this G20 and taken up by other G20 members.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will take full control of Ukraine's Donbas region by force if Ukrainian forces do not withdraw. He made the comments while speaking to India today ahead of a visit to New Delhi. Putin says he would either liberate the territories by force or Ukrainian soldiers must leave. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said earlier that Moscow should not be rewarded for a war it started. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 24 this afternoon. Richards Bay, or rather Pietermaritzburg, 21. Your top story, a Durban man accused of killing his wife at a Westville pub in September is back in the Pinetown Magistrates Court for his bail hearing. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.